This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are in the middle of November. We know a couple of things. Final day of the regular season in the MIAC, the Northern Sun, the playoff picture coming into focus. And we will discuss that later on in College Football Final, all the scores from all over the country, and then game reports from around the area on the way. We'll get an update on hockey. Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Wild. By the way, the Wild are in action tonight against the Dallas Stars in St. Paul. We'll talk about that. They are off to a great start this season. Right now, we want to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. Steve Kearney Outdoors. .com. Steve, how you been this week?
Oh, been okay, Steve. It was my last week of guiding and had some tremendous walleye fishing this week. And, you know, it's kind of sad. I see the weather kind of going south here in a few days. And, you know, the bite is so good right now, but I think it's over. I might have to put the boat away. And it's kind of unfortunate because the bite's been so good the last couple of weeks. And water temperature is in that middle 40, and they're biting right in the middle of the day. And so, yeah, I think it's time to call it quits after 9 months fishing and move on.
Yeah, and before you know it, you'll be getting that ice fishing gear ready to go. I know it doesn't take long. You get past Thanksgiving, and everyone who likes to be out on the ice is chomping at the bit.
You know, I looked at my ice fishing stuff this morning in my pole building, and I'm going, I don't know if I'm ready for this yet. But it'll happen. Right. You know, there's still some time. There's still some pheasant hunting to be done. I'm really impressed with this weather that's coming in. We're finally, after 6 or 7 weeks of hoping for some sort of duck push, it's going to happen this week. There's some really cold temperatures coming in, and the big thing is the northwest winds coming in starting Tuesday, and that migrating wind. And I think this next week is going to be definitive. I mean, they have to come down in this northwest wind. It is so late in the fall that I think you're going to see a lot of activity in the next week. And this is also the last week of the gun firearm season for deer, and people are finishing up tomorrow, and then they'll be done. So us bow hunters can get back into the woods next week. And with that cold weather coming in, I think that's going to get those deer moving. The rut is still on, but what we need is cold weather to really get things going and, you know, get those deer on their feet, moving to their food sources. So next week is going to be pretty awesome. I think it's, you know, it's just what we need, and it's late, but at least it's here.
Yeah, colder weather, northwest winds, and back to the duck hunt. It has been a tough year. I work with a couple of guys during the week who love to duck hunt. It's their favorite outdoor activity, and they just say it's been really tough. It's not been good to this point. But as you pointed out, that could change in a hurry.
Yeah, you know, I've even heard some reports from a lot of my friends that are up in North Dakota and struggling, and you never hear that. I mean, North Dakota is duck nirvana, and quite a few groups that I know have really been struggling up there. They're actually shooting more pheasants and huns than they are ducks. So it kind of gives you an indication that the birds are still up in Canada. They're still up in Winnipeg. And I looked at the weather today, and there's all kinds of snow up there, and a lot of that weather that's going to hit us on Tuesday, Wednesday is coming through there now. So The bad news is the duck season in north, you know, zone up here closes on Tuesday, and then zone in the central part of the state goes till another 10 days. So a guy's going to have to get into the central zone or southern zone here in the next couple of weeks to really cash in on it. So I think it's going to be a good ending. Again, a very dismal duck season overall, but I even shot a couple of wood ducks about 3 days ago, and I don't think I've ever seen a wood duck in this state at the end of November. That is an early migrant bird that always leaves late September, first week of October, and it's just unprecedented to shoot wood ducks at the end of November. So it kind of gives you an indication that things are really, really lagging and well behind. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I didn't see any wood ducks. I live along the river, as you know, and I have a lot of oaks, and most years have a lot of acorns. Hardly had any acorns this year and saw absolutely no wood ducks, none. And some years I'll have 50 in my backyard cleaning up acorns. It's really cool in those years, but this year, no wood ducks that I saw.
Yeah, you know, I think too, Steve, when they do migrate and there's no acorns, they just keep going south.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
There's no reason for them to stop and feed. They just go. But what I can't understand is how a wood duck can get an acorn down its tiny little throat. I've always heard that.
I know.
I mean, it's just an itty-bitty little throat, and some of them will have six or seven acorns in them. And I go, how do they get those digested? It's just crazy.
It's got to hurt. Steve, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit more about that deer hunt and decoys. You hear about decoys, goose hunting, duck hunting, etc. Decoys in a deer hunt. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, Steve, that's something I do. I started about 10 days ago, and I use a doe decoy. And a lot of people use doe decoys, put a little scent on them, and try to lure a buck in. But I basically put a doe decoy out for confidence. And what that means is when these deer come to these field edges and tree lines, they scan the area and look for activity. And when you have a decoy out there, you know, it gives them confidence that it's safe to be out there. And that actually draws deer to your decoy. And earlier in the week, I had 25 turkeys come all the way across a cut cornfield, walked right by my decoy, under my decoy, next to my decoy, and didn't even look up. It's like, it just means, you know, everything is okay. And that's really what I use it for. Put it about 20 yards in front of my ground blind or my tree stand, and a key to a decoy is to keep it facing away from you. And because all deer that come to that decoy approach it from the rear. And the right decoy is very important. Most of the commercial decoys out there, the doe is standing up and its head is up and her ears are up, and that indicates she's a little bit nervous. And the best decoy is one where the head is down and it's feeding on the ground. That means content, everything's okay. So you want to make sure you get the right decoy. Because some of these look, you know, just they're not appropriate for what you're trying to do. So make sure you get the right decoy. And I'll be doing that probably in the next week or so as the rut winds down, and it won't be so critical. You know, and some people put, you know, antlers on those decoys too and try to bring in a rival buck, which is also a possibility. But, again, I'm more of a confidence type of thing. It's like, everything's good, come on, and let's play.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Have a good week. Enjoy that cold, windy weather I know you've been waiting for.
I think I'm the only one in Minnesota that enjoys the bad weather coming in. But I'm okay with that.
All right, Steve. We'll do it again in a week. Sure. Thanks. There he is, Steve Kearney. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. And, oh, by the way, our Outdoors coverage continues on Sunday afternoon. Rob Driesline from the Outdoor News has a great hour-long show. Tons of guests, great info. Rob, Outdoor News, Sunday between 5 and 6.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.